So you have a keli, which was had a cover on top, and then they would have some type of a knot, a rope or something, which was holding it in place. Okay, and she the table of migdal, so you had different types of boxes that they made out of wood. Shekisa shalem kosher behem bechevel, and the cover is tied on. So yochalat here, you could untie it. And Mishabura says, isn't that called kesher shakiyamas? You can untie it. Oh, lechatre besakin, you can even cut through the rope with a knife. So the Mishabura is going to touch on, we have potentially an issur of soyser mitzad the keli, because this rope is part of the keli, it's what ties it. Yeah, but essentially, you have an issur of some type of issur of cutting the rope. You're damaging the rope. So there's a stira to the rope, or there's kareya to the rope, etc. So that the Mishabura will touch on. Or lahatir kliyosai, or you're going to unravel it. Unravel the ply of the rope, and thereby making it accessible.
Making what accessible?
Okay. The sheet of table migdal. Now, b'davka came chiras tchevel k'yotzebay. That which we're permitting to access the kli by doing these things is referring to a case of a rope. Al pasachas shel eitz v'shel mateches. If you would have a lock made out of wood or made out of metal. Also, lahavkia, with a shaver, you can't break it apart because it itself is a keli. The keli not mishay binyan gomer mistira gemura. So that's considered a binyan gomer. It's considered a stira gemura on the lock itself. When we times that also lahasar hatsirim. So similarly, if you would want to take off the hinges to get to the contents of the box, shakaran gunjis, shakuria tabus, im nevera matech. You lost the key, so you want to take off the hinges. So that's also called stira gemura. V'yesh matirim b'zu. Some say that case is mutter, because over here the even though the putting in serum would be considered a tikkun, but taking them apart, since you can't put them back, it's not a stira gemura, because you can put it back together again, as opposed to when you broke the lock. Shiras pesachas shel tevis, yesh matar v'yesh oyser, shiras poiskas shel tevis, yesh matar v'yesh oyser, that they hold that there is v'yesh tahata yirei en Yehudi. So this b'chlal, there is a shita now, which I mean, the flow of the mechaber over here. He assumed there's a yisur. Now he's saying that you should know there is a shita which is matarit. They hold that even a binyan gomer doesn't apply by kalim, and we're not going to rely on that shita, except that will be matar yirei en Yehudi.
But you're talking about you're asking to do it, or stop of it.
You can ask. You can ask. Okay. Mishabura is a cut and chup test. Kosama Shabakalim. Who lashon skira? The word kosama there is a lashon of a seal. It's something which holds it closed. Klamer Shakisa Shalahem Sagar Mekishre Chabom. So it's encased with this rope. Yochalatiri, you can take it, you can be matter it. It's made open and close. That's not called Kesher Shakayama. Okay, probably depend on the circumstances how often it's used. We'll see later on, we'll get the Shin Yudzayin, the halachas of Kesher and Matar. What's called not a Kesher Shakayama. So now, why isn't there a problem with Lamigri Soyser? Why don't we consider this an act of being Soyser? Either the keli, which these ropes are associated with, or the rope itself. Should the law of stira gemura he made also be keli mechulayama So that's not considered stira gemur. Just taking apart a rope is not considered a significant level of stira. Therefore, even by kalim, that's not a, by kalim, that's not asur. By karka, would be a different story. By kalim, it's asur. It's say that again. By kalim, it's mutter. Mashenkin b'shiras pesachah shel eitz umatechas the habi stira gemura b'shayach af b'kalim. But the next case is where you have the lock and you're breaking the lock. That's a stira gemura, and that applies to kalim. Okay, logically, also, so you're unraveling the ply of the rope. Iber lochas hivches the masal choistes the nasa ramam yesh isubaz. The Rambam holds that according to the Rambam doesn't say this explicitly, but according to the Rambam, there would be an isser of unraveling. He quotes over here in Sifches. That the Rambam learns, that when you ply the rope to start with, when you would take the strands and ply it together and make it into a rope, he calls that kosher. So if that's called kosher, unraveling it is called matir. But you cannot argue over here that it's also al-hatra tamid also, because this type of kshira of making the rope isn't made is a permanent. So the steer would be problematic. The kosher the matter of it would so he said economic or the rama would be also.
What can't you argue?
The Mishavura said before that you're allowed to untie the knot because the knot is made to open and close constantly, so it's not a kesher shakayama. But the Rambam says that when you take the various strands of a rope and you ply them together to make your multiply rope, that act is also a form of kosher. Rambam says that's you're binding them together into one unit. So that's what kosher is. That kosher is permanent. You're not planning to take the rope apart. So now we're saying over here, I want to unravel the rope. I want to take out the strands. And once I do that, it's going to loosen up and I can get access to my box. The problem is, that's being matar kesher shakayama, which is also further up.
What happened to Korea on the rope?
So the Bir Lacha is going to talk about Korea. That Bir Lacha in Sivchas will deal with why is it a Korea? We'll see. The answer is not so simple, but we'll push off the difficult answer to the next. Okay, also, so you can't take off the hinges. The kashvir is poisachas down. That's like breaking the lock. So putting the door back onto its hinges would be called boina, because that's like a stira gemur and a binyan gemur, even by keli. Summer matter b'soi the sirilahu the ledami the shiras pesachas. Taking off the hinges or taking the door off its hinges is not the same thing as breaking the lock. Sir gemur guruahi kima shein tzarach lishper shum davar. You're not breaking anything. It's not broken. You put it back together again afterwards. So it's not called. That's called a stira gemurah, which doesn't apply to kelim. But that the kuliyam also ligboya tzirim. Likely, you cannot attach the tzirim to the kli with nails. That's definitely tikkun mana. That's a makav patish, or that's a binyan gomer. That's malacha deraisa. So you can't even ask the guy to do that. So there are some which allow Shiras Pesachas of Tevis. So some yesh matter. The sirla de ein shach shame stira klal b'kelim. So this opinion now is arguing what we said before, which we're assuming that a stira gemura applies to kelim. This shita holds no such thing. The more says ein binyan stira b'kelim means ein binyan stira b'kelim. End the conversation. The yesh rishonim kamoshu v'ziyat aliyah b'siv alam b'mishibur. The yesh rishonim b'siv mekain. The Arishana would hold like that. Ba'afta mechaber sasim itkila b'sip zeh gufa b'shiras pesachas le'isur. So it's a little bit funny, because he already said clearly that this is awesome, and he's assuming not like this opinion. Now we say, by the way, you should know some people are master. So besides the fact that he assumed that in Sif Zayin. That's his gosh. If you look, he became Das Yesh Matirim. Can Lisa McLean, the Hokal Kaponim, get any Yehudi, Koshev Slime Rakakar, Kadisa Bebes Yosef? The reason why he's bringing this opinion is to introduce the Heter by Yerani Yehudi, because if you hold that the steer Gemur applies to Kalim, so even by Yerani Yehudi, it's also, because that is not with the Rice, it's not with the Rabbana. But according to the sense of the Sheet, there's no dinner steer, even by steer Gemur by Kalim, therefore you're not by Yerani Yehudi. It's either you have a real compelling need to ask the goy, so that's when we rely on the shita. Fine. If you're not breaking it, you're like picking the lock, so that's not called breaking anything. That's called breaking and entering, but it's not called breaking. Like the gabi the lachos of Hilchos Shabbos. So that's mutter.
What's your meaning for Judah?
It sounds like it. Yeah. Sifches. Now chesolus, we mentioned the idea of chesolus. Chesolus were pirish, mina kelim shel tamar megregors. The different type of kelim which you would put the dates inside them, and you would the purpose of them it was to ripen the dates. And they would put them inside. Imakisa kosher bechevel. The cover, the top is tied on. Ma'atim says the sharshuras achevel. So you can undo the rope, and you can even cut through the rope. Furthermore, you can even cut through the chaisolus itself. Halacha looks at this; it becomes a toffle to the food. So it's like breaking open a nut, which we know clearly is mutter. So the same way I can break open a nut. I can break open this to get to the contents inside. Zog to Mr. Bura. Chisol, Islamic Ches. Kalim Masumi Kapis Tamorim, Kimin Salim, they're like baskets made of woven lulav leaves. Menichim Besachim Tamorim Royim Lees Basha. You would take the dates which have not ripened and you put them inside there to keep them warm, and therefore they will ripen. So if the kisa is tied on with a kevel, ima kisa bemes kol ha'idina ha'ino hach the sib zayin. So l'cherem, we're repeating ourselves. We're saying you're allowed to cut through the rope, etc. So what's the chiddush?
Menachti mishum sefer. Cover?
The cover. The chiddush over here is not the halacha of cutting the kevel, because that's already said in sifches. I'm sorry, in sib zayin. Nothing Mishum Sefer. The point over here is we want to be Mechadish. Dashirin the Bezer, I feel the Begufin Shal Chesolus Mutalish Berkim Moshim Farish Shatam. The Kiddush over here is you can actually tear open the Chesol itself. So why is it Mutter? Because we judge it just like Sheshaber Gozim. Now, Badaf Kahani, the Lav Kelim Gimurim Hen. Then it was Sir Elul Shiz Bashal Tamarim Besechim. So it's made for one-time usage to have the item, have the date sit inside and ripen. Then you rip it open, you throw it away. So in such a thing, we can say that really it doesn't have a chashivas of a kli, and it becomes like the shell of a nut. Abu kli gomer, karsosam amachaber reishim and zeli yisr. That was the case of the chalbis, which had some more in it. That's not much the case, right? And we're saying that you can't just break open the keli to get the food. Machzela shatervim by peiris mistabi kapri begodim imdomi lo chaisolus. So they would have mats that they would make, and they would tie up fruits inside of it. I'm not sure what the story behind this. What was it about? Why were they doing that? So Rebbe Ganim is not sure that that's the same thing as chasolas. Chasolas are made in such a way that it's clearly a one-time usage. You rip it open and you throw it out. The mechselas are mats. They're reusable, and they do reuse them. But right now you're designated for this purpose. Maybe it's more diamond to chasolas. So that's Rebbe Ganim himself. So this is where Moshe says that opening a can, because we made it into throwaway society, the can becomes like the chosel. Even though mitzad has physical properties, it's much better than a chosel. It can last a very long time, etc. But the nature, how it functions like the nutshell.
But something like a cereal box or cookie box seem to be even more clearly like the chosolos. Those are clearly disposable. A cardboard container that you're clearly going to open up and throw out, and nobody would use that.
Right, but the question is, over there it's made to store it after you open it. Whereas over here, you would open it up, take everything out, and you're done with it. So even though physically the carbon box is much more diamond, but in the way it functions, mm-hmm. it doesn't function like the chosel. Mm-hmm. Okay, Zog to Birloch, tell the Birloch over here.
What's the cover box?
So, take the two lines in into the Be'er Locha. So, first thing he brings the Rambam. V'ayim Be'er Locha Lusher V'kivegar Shenishar Al Zeb Tzarchiyan Mehodach Hebe Megan Roma Soib Simen Shinyan Zayim B'Shem Rambam The Posech Havolim, a person who plies a rope, the Chai Mishum Kosher, the Soib, a person who unravels the rope, the Chai Mishum Matar, it's considered Matar. So over here, how could you unravel this rope? Now, v'after who says shalom and aslibnis, you're not planning to put it together again. So it's a makalkol. The akaponim also made a bonon do soitzer kesher shakayama. The rope is like a kesher shakayama, and untying it is also at least. So if you're untying it, okay, we'll see later on. Actually, that the rishonim are masupik. By certain malachas, there's a requirement of amanas. So by sursa, there's a requirement of amanas libnis. By kareya, there's a tanai of amanas. It should be a tikkun. By matir is not as destructive as the other ones. I have a knot. I don't tie the knot. I'm not fun to be tied the knot. So if it's an amanas, it's an amanas lichshor. So I'm just taking away what was there. That's destructive. On the other hand, it's not really destroying anything. It's still usable, etc. It's not comparable to the case of Stira or Korea. So that's because we're showing him a test of Masupik if you need Amanas Likshar. So he's asking the question over here. You know, it says, even if you'll argue that you do need Amanas Likshar, but it's also in Rabbanah, could be you don't need Amanas Likshar. On the other hand, over here, this scenario is clearly destructive. You're unplying you're unraveling the rope, so it is destructive. So Pashul will be Rabbanim. I mean, Pirsh Rashi betraying the Kasha, the Hamel Yisper Bezekar Ramam, Al Ramam Kasha, Loma Hitiru Kan Lafkiyin. Okay. The Nias Daiti, the Ramam Mefarish Masha, Omer Gemor Mafkiya, Hanoshim Natek Bekare, you can tear it. Okay, Mutter, that's why it's Mutter. No, but in economy to unravel it is usher. Now, why is that mutter? Lord Mashitira Lakta Khafila Bakli. So I mean it's not worse, it's not better, the rope is not better than the kli itself, we're allowing you to tear. The chaisal itself. I mean Shaykh Lesser Machmas Kareya Gufa to Asimir Abana Fila Shalamanas Litfor, it's Asimir Abana in Korea, which are not Amanas Litfor. But that doesn't apply over here. The Halakha goes Rabbanan Afilu Shlomo Nasdit for. I skipped the line. Lo Shayach in Shayach Zeel Shame Zeel Bekriyas Habegid the Shayach Bekriyam Nasdit for. The Halakha goes Rabbanan Afilu Shlomo Nasdit for. Mashenkin Bezet. So that's of Korea Shlomo Nasdit for is nothing. Elamai what? Where Geizer Shlomo Nasdit for Alto Amanasdit for. So by something where that's both possibilities exist, you could be kareyit amanas litvor, kareyit shalom amanas litvor. So we say, you know what, you can't do either of them. But if over here, when you rip open the chosel, you're not sewing it back together again. It's done. So Chazal did not aser in an oifen of just shalom and aslitz work. Okay. Okay, this Mashabas Kapal, Mibloy, Mibloy, Mixes a Kahanam, Hinamanayan, Oya Malikan, Mehan, Oya Mavkian, Shir Shom, Shoya Current. Since either one of Kia doesn't necessarily have to mean unraveling, it can mean tearing. Abalister Gadil Sakabo, Emil Hoda Osir, Dubakla, Matur, Kesha Shakayam. Echonami, to unravel the rope, Kardaram would be Osir. That's what he said before. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Lama Beis, that according to the Rambam, this case would be to unravel the rope would be Yosef. Okay. Tests. Mudalavki alachatu kishrei hashvoid shakershin betleh or ba'oif hatzluyim. So they would roast this animal. So they would tie up the meat. So as you're roasting it, you tie the meat onto the spit that it shouldn't fall off. So you can untie it. You can tear it off and cut it off, and that's mutter. Okay. Mishabur Mem Aleph Batavkiya, the Psik is achut mutter b'davar tolish. Like we said before. So cutting through a rope. When it's not attached to the ground, which we'll see later on, if you had chesam shepikarka, and they had a rope which was holding it in place, that's considered you're getting involved in binyan and stira in the karka. So we're talking about a dibur tolish, so that because I'll didn't answer that. So I remember that patat collection list, which we used to have. It's not so common anymore. But you used to get your boxes from the bakery. They used to be tied up with the rope around. So you could cut through that string to get to the box, to get the contents of the box open.
Now I learned that.
What?
Now I learned. I never knew that.
Okay.
Too late.
Too late. Now that they don't have them anymore, right? Maybe there's still some bakeries in New York who still do it. I don't know. Now, what about the mlach of mechatech, which is cutting something? Because that's only if you're cutting something to size. The mlach of mechatech is a person would cut something to be usable, so cut it to a certain size to make it usable. So that's not relevant over here. He's just cutting it and then discarding it, not reusing it, etc. Okay. Because the person of mechatech ate him like the chatechos gedolos. So they would take wood, large pieces of wood, and cut it until very large pieces of wood, and cut it into large pieces of wood. Yisur rak midir b'sarv mishum uvdu l'chol. It's muksa, and it's uvdu l'chol. But v'makei l'chatechus k'tanus, if you cut the very small pieces, they make it like into chips or something like that. Chayim shem toichen, that's a form of toichen. Toichen is taking a larger item and breaking it into smaller pieces. The makbara hu alamida, if you have to make it a certain size to make it usable, whatever it is, chayim shem mechatech afil b'chlichas gedolos. So that could apply. You're making boards out of this big log. You're cutting boards. So there's cut to a certain size. So that would all go into melacha mechatech. So the Sharetzion says the relevance of this Nebuch is okay. Misha and Tzua Yenim Yehudim Latuch Eitzim B'Shabbos. He was forced by the Goyim to chop wood on Shabbos. Mutav Shibakeo Yisam L'Chatichas Gedolos. He should take the job of chopping the large pieces. Lo Yenaser Sam and not be the one who's going to do the planing process. Because when you're dal in the sira, when you're planing, you take the wood and you smooth it by planing it. You cut off these little pieces. Chayim shem toichen, kriyisa b'ramah b'lecha mishnah. That's interesting. Because over here, I don't really need the pieces. Unless they would I imagine they probably wouldn't waste it. They probably would use the pieces that you take off with the planing. They probably would use for something. Otherwise, it's moshen tzil gufa.
Otherwise, it's much or what?
It's a malachas and a tzvich of the goof.
Malachas.
Okay. Membeis kishrei hashvoid. Wooden peiros akshurim atfurim yachad bechut. So the same thing would be, if you would have something which is bound together, you have a bunch of something which you bought from the store, of a fruit or something like that, so you could cut through the rope. It's fine. I remember with those bakery boxes, I always wondered, like, is this really mutter? Are we allowed to do this? And then I finally learned halakha. I said, yeah, you know, never believed in the really mutter. Chasam shabakarka. Let's say you have a situation of a chasam shabakarka. For example, kandela shabor, shalbor, shakasa b'chevel. So the boar was this cistern in the ground, so it's a part of the karka, and it has a door attached to it, like it has like a cover attached to it, and that's tied up with a chevel. So you can untie it. Untying is not a problem because it's not made, that's a malacha of matar or kesher. It's not a kesher shakayama, it's made to open and close. People take the water out. But you can't tear it, mishum stira, because then you have a problem of stira, and this is not kalim anymore, this is karka. Okay?
Why?
Now, badavka shalosu l'kayim al matnas shalot lasir b'shavas. Al b'meina osu l'kayim klal mutter. And therefore, when times that mutter l'hatar daf shemasimim oysa l'fnei atanar m'sharkim asoy betit shen osu l'kiyum. So let's say the following. I have a tanner. A tanner is attached to the ground. And they would put the food inside, and they'd put a board in the opening to keep the heat in. And well, you want the board to stay there and shouldn't fall out. So you would take some mud and smear it on, that, and it would harden and hold the board in place. So when I come Shabbos, when I want to take off the board, so l'chara, the mud attached the board to the tanner, which is attached to the ground. So now mamash doing a malacha of breaking something which is attached to the ground. Says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because when you put it there, l'chadchila, you never meant that it should become bottle and part of the kli, because you're planning to take it out a few hours later. So it's not, even though it's physically attached to the karka, it's not considered karka. Karka applies to the ground, applies to things attached to the ground. But I have something which is physically attached to the ground, which halacha says is not attached, because it's made to be removed in a very short fashion. It's going to be removed. If there's such a phrase. So same thing over here, that if this tying of the chasamis was done just very temporarily with intent to take it out shortly thereafter, it never became part of the karka, that when I cut it open, I'm doing something which is karka. I'm doing a stira in karka. Okay. Mishum stira. The key mishum mechubah the karka, yes, but mishum binyan mistira. It's a binyan mistira, apply to karka. There's no difference between binyan gerua, stira gerua, and that doesn't make a difference. But it's all talking about a case that you're planning not lasir b'shabbos. You put it in the chavchila, you weren't planning to remove it. Ela b'motzi shabbos. Al b'main daito l'tzir af motzi shabbos, gam l'tzir osir, l'bi ksas kesher shal kayama. So, if you plan to leave it longer than 24 hours, you have a new problem. Even untying it is a problem because it's a kesher shal kayama. We'll see in Shin Yud Zayin that one opinion holds that anything more than 24 hours is also mirabanan. It has some element of permanence to it, Chazal asserted it. So, the case has, we're contrasting. Untying it is mutter, breaking it, tearing it is asur. What's that case? So the case is, if you plan to tear it on Shabbos, it's mutter. If I plan to not untie it until 3 days from now, even untying is asur. So where's the scenario where it's asur to tear it, but it's mutter to untie it? You plan to undo it right after Shabbos. So that's close enough to say that it's not really more than 24 hours. It's close to 24 hours. So we didn't asur untying it, but to tear it is asur. Okay, Yud Aleph. Asur litein shaiva. So this is moving away from Boyd and Sosa for a second. It's actually moving into the Malach of Memoreach. Okay, so we're dealing with holes. So maybe my way I deal with my hole is by putting some type of a wax into the hole to seal the hole. So we deal with that a lot. Also, litain, the order is actually interesting because I would have. Yud Beis goes back to the issues of binyan and stuff like that. Okay. So you can't put. You can't also litain shava. You can't put wax, shemen av, or thick oil. In the hole of the chavis, to thereby stop up the hole. Nation mimereach, because that's the malacha mimereach. Pirsha aruch, what is mimereach? Sicha, meshicha, ticha, mericha, shia, inyan echadu. All these words are smearing something on. That's called all the same idea. That's the malacha mimereach. Al bashar dvorim less be the less be mishum miruach. But there are other types of things where mimereach will not apply. However, eno yain yotze oz, as long as obviously it does it, even if it's going to keep the wine in, it's mutter. Now we have to define. So now, what the Beis Yosef is adding over here, that if the wine is coming out and you're putting this thing in, Sefera Mareach, why isn't there a problem if you're doing a tikkun in the chavis? So some of the wine right now is not coming out. You're just worried about the potential of it coming out. Eventually, that's not called a tikkun. If it was dripping already, so then also the sasmoy, then it is a problem because that's a tikkun. If you listen by Shum Dabar B'derech HaRama, so the guy comes, you know what? I have a great idea. I need to store my. I found some coins in my pocket, and they mum is just punked fit in this hole. It's a great place to store them, so I'll put them there just for storage purposes. That's a harama because he obviously wants to put it there to block the wine from coming out as well. So if that's so, Chazal said that. Vim who tamachacham mutter loy laharim bekat. Tamachacham would be mutter to do harama. Well, Mishabura obviously is going to explain what that means. Okay, Mishabura mem hey. So shavo. Oy shemenav. Now avagav the emiruch b'shemen is also. The truth is that minaraisa. You need something of the consistency of wax to have a dinam eruach. It has to be something which is a solid, or basically a thick semi-solid, which you're taking it, and as it is, it's not going to spread out, and you're spreading it out. That's mimereach. But oil is not that, even if it's shemen av. But it's also the gzirin is otu shav. So chazal asirat gzeira shemen av, something of that sort. Otsu shava. Now, v'dafka shemen av, v'kimin the shachba k'sas miruach, also lachlufe. But when they did answer, they only answered something which is somewhat similar to shaiva. Because then people will say, if you can do shemen av, you can do shaiva, etc. So it's very not clear where you draw the line of what's mutter. So there are some person would say that the way you draw the line is, if it's something which pours, albeit slowly, it's not a problem of mimereach. So when you get to the issue of using soaps, so bar soap is a problem. It's miruach; it's a solid which you're rubbing some of it off. So we approach it the isser as miruach issues. A liquid soap, it's a very thick liquid soap. It all liquid soaps pour. So parashas, all liquid soap should be mutter. So that's what some people water it down. So I don't know where they got this from. If you look on the Star K website, I never asked them what it's about. So they have over there, talking on the issue of mimereach, they have a shear, I'm assuming it's from Rabbi Heinemann. So the issue over here is viscosity. We're discussing how viscous the liquid is. So there's a measure of the different types of levels of viscosity. So they say something which is over a certain number of viscosity is a problem of a mireach. That number still pours. The number that they're talking about, but there's a number which still pours. So, and according to them, maybe some of the thicker liquid soaps would be problematic. But the way I understand it, I don't see why that should be so.
So you don't see why people turn to like the foam bubbles or whatever, like instead of doing the liquid soap?
Right. Yeah. Now the foam bubbles come with an interesting question. Is there a moilet problem when you're making the bubbles? So the post can dealt with that. They have the whipped cream that you put, it comes in a can, and you it's in the can, it's a liquid. You spray it out, it absorbs a certain amount of air, and it becomes a foam. So is that a problem of being moiled? You're making this foam which wasn't there beforehand. So it's also to be moiled something. So they say since it's not doesn't have kashal kiyama, but since for a while it eventually becomes liquidy again and really sort of loses its body. So it's not considered moiled. So the same thing would be true by the foam, the foaming soaps that they have that would come out as a foam. They don't sell like that for a very long time. Okay. Now we have a different problem. We have a problem of muksa. Wax is not a kli, so how are you allowed to move it? It's not a kli. So the answer is to be that you designated beforehand. Because you didn't fine. So the so there's no problem with tiltal, but look, because we didn't show me the dabken of the kosher the debaracher. So why aren't you want to stick it on something? The chard should be yasser. So we should ask the tiltal because you might come to stick it. Sticking because you might be mereach. So, but it doesn't make it. It says so. Since we can't say it should be usher for tilta because you might come to be medabika because even medabika is not betzim usher.
So you plug the hole. Why is that meruach? I'm not spreading it. I'm plugging the hole.
So just sticking it in theoretically is not meruach. The problem is the nature of the way you put these things in is you smooth it out. That should fit perfectly into the hole, etc. So you're going to be smoothing some of the
kind of smoothing the outside to
right.
Even it out.
Yeah. So that's how we're going to meruach. Shuman v'chelev dinu keshayva. So the fat that you have, even if it's a rendered fat, which theoretically is you can smooth. Right.
It's a rendered fat,
but it's thick enough that it's
a rendered fat.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so it's fat which you theoretically would be able to spread, for our purposes. So that's considered like shaiva. Now, even though that we have a rule in Meruch Ba'Ochlin, I can take butter and spread it on my bread, right? That's when I'm using it as an oichel, but I can't take butter and use it. To smear onto my my burn, besides the fact whether that's good medicine or not, but that would be a problem, So all my salves and creams, that's the issue. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll talk about more tomorrow.